Some dumb goy.
You know, I've all seen a man at the liquor store begging for your change.
Then you have to really wonder what it's like. Then
You have to really want to know.
you have to really want to know what it's
30 dreadlocks headed for the mange.
like.
They call her a killer, they call her a sinner, and they call her a whore. That everlast.
I saw him live at the House of Blues.
How was that?
It was interesting.
How long ago?
It was like right when that album came out.
Oh shit.
He just happened to be playing.
What is that? That's what, 96?
I think it was 97, 90, maybe 97. Yeah. 96, 97. I just happened to be at Myrtle Beach with the fam and he was playing and it was a family affair and it was good times. It was interesting.
He's still going though, right?
I think so. I don't know if the House de la Pain is still going.
House of Pain is still going too. I think that's still like here and there, they'll tour with Cypress Hill.
That makes sense. Cypress is definitely still going.
Yeah, they definitely still go.
Cypress will not stop. Be Real will not stop.
Yeah.
They got a podcast too where they talk about the ganj and their green thumbs and
I caught it a few times. I mean, it's interesting.
yeah.
Even though I don't, you know, partake of the
Right.
ganj.
Likewise. Yeah, don't do
Right. Only fentanyl for me.
it.
The big F.
The big F. What is it about that fentanyl? It's just creeping through the woods and in everyone's neighborhood. It's in.
Oh, that fentanyl is just the potency.
Oh man.
Gosh. They say it's just when once you get a taste of it, it's highly addictive. But just that one ride and you're dead.
They can't give it away.
Can't give it away.
You ever see any creepers around your neck of the woods that are just clearly hooked on that F?
I mean, obviously you asked me that question because I live in the ghetto,
No,
but
I'm asking because I got it in my neighborhood. It's a pretty big deal down my way.
you know what? Actually, they are. They mostly in that Hartford County of Maryland.
Oh, we're gonna get specific.
Yeah, very specific.
Very.
Because I think the fentanyl folks cleared out the meth folks.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
Okay.
it's the potency with fentanyl. Like you're gonna die once you use fentanyl. With meth, you know, you can keep coming back.
Can you really keep coming
Yeah,
back?
keep coming back with meth.
I know they say keep coming back. And in the rooms that I go to, they always tell me to keep coming back. That's kind of our thing. They say, "Okay, keep coming back." But I don't know if you can truly come back from that. I feel like it's hard to come back from
Oh,
that.
you're talking about just back to life?
Yes,
Oh
sir.
no, I'm talking about back as an addiction. Like you'll always
Oh,
come back to
right.
meth. Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the teeth, the meth thing in the teeth. I just
Yeah,
feel
the
like
teeth. Yeah, it just
I
rots
don't
it
know.
out. It's
Yeah.
what is it? It's mostly what the Sudafed and the Clorox.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Never was very good at chemistry myself.
I don't think the meth folks are either. Because right, it isn't meth is basically right, it's all like the cold medicines plus,
It's something in it's the meth and it's the amphetamine in the cold medicine
right,
and something else.
and like,
But Heisenberg made it from scratch, pure
that
crystal.
blue, yeah,
And he was good at it.
it wasn't dirty at all.
He told Skylar, "I was good at it."
And he had a hell of a lab.
Hell of a lab. But when it came down to it, though, didn't you kind of miss the mobile lab in the Winnebago?
No, I you know, like I said, I wasn't there for the actual ride. I went back and binged it like a few years, like maybe towards the end of the season. But I liked the upgrade when Gus gave him that lab. I wanted him out of that Winnebago.
I kind of miss those early Winnebago days were some quality TV.
It was quality, but when he got that lab from Gus, that's when shit got real.
It did get real.
That's when it got real. That's when he was making money.
So that's what's going to happen to us, right? With our podcast, like we've been doing the rambling thing for a amount of years. We started off in a garage. Now we're doing the Zoom thing. Sometimes we go to your house and hit on the pizza girl. But one day, maybe we'll get our own lab per se. I mean, is that too far-fetched?
That is fetching pretty far.
Is it? You think so? You don't think we could get our own? Listen, Kamikaze's out there listening. Would you be into a Kickstarter to get a lab put together for me and Mr. Powell, the Monomoto?
Yes.
Stevens and Powell Associates. We get our own lab together. Come on. It doesn't need to be
It's
massive.
strictly just podcasts. Like we're not we're listen,
There's no fucking.
we're not meth dealers.
Oh, I said fucking.
We don't traffic kids. We just need, you know.
Oh, whoa. We're not doing meth. We're not fucking each other. We're not trafficking kids or women from Eastern Europe. Look, it's just podcasting, folks. It's just fiction.
Mean, but that shipment did come in on Sunday with the women from Ukraine. You need to take care of that.
Well, according to Marjorie Greene, Putin has no intent on invading Europe, according to Marjorie Greene. Because I guess the Ukraine isn't part of that
What if she's
entourage.
right? What if she's right? What if she's right? And this whole time the media has just been blowing shit up with
Lying to us.
this fake coverage.
What if it's like old footage, right? Like
It's
old foot
all old
stock
footage.
footage,
Yes,
right?
all stock footage.
Yeah.
Zelensky is just getting billions of money, you know,
Right.
from us, and we're just paying him off for, you know, for children.
And he's a hockey player. He's not even like a real president. He's like
Right,
a
yeah.
figurehead.
Like just like the Mandarin was in Iron Man 3.
Correcto mundo. You'll never see me coming. What if, huh?
If?
What if that Marjorie Greene had it together this whole time?
What if she's right? What if they're right? What if there isn't a war in Ukraine?
What if this isn't even really a podcast? What if we're not even plugged in right now, not even recording? We've just lost our goddamn minds.
This whole time we've just been, you know, like Black Mirror. We've just been in some simulation this whole time.
Do we put the things on like striking vipers? We go into our world where we're just podcasting to each
At
other.
least, at least, at least, you know, if we were in a simulation, I need a different avatar than what I am now.
Oh yeah, you want a different guy?
Yeah, I want a different guy. I definitely want to be like a 6'6" Egyptian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
6'6" an Egyptian. Okay. All right. I guess I could be, 5'3" with a nice rack and a tight pussy for you.
You still be short.
Huh? Yeah,
You
still
still
be
be
short,
short.
but a nice rack and a tight ass and pussy.
That lets me know that you're comfortable where you are.
I just said I'd be a woman for you. I don't know what that says about me or anybody. Oh, fuck.
Gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah. There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest of us.
Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? My name is Stevens, I am your host, but away aren't we all
in a simulation?
In a simulation. James Powell, the Monomoto, Mamanomahashi. I got some news for you, but you got some stories for me. I don't know. What do you want me to start off with?
You got some stories for me. Well, can we at least, how about this? Can we dedicate this show to a great actor to Lance Reddick?
Lance Reddick. I was going to get there. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right. I just saw that.
I just saw it
I can't
too.
believe he passed at 60.
60. Do we know anything? Do we?
Nothing yet. Yeah,
Okay.
nothing yet. Yeah. I've loved him ever since, you know, a little bit towards The Wire and stuff. He's a great actor.
That's
Was
the
a great
first
actor.
thing I saw him in was The Wire. And it's funny, I was going on YouTube trying to find like a memorable clip, and somebody actually posted an amalgamation of clips Because his whole thing was he was a man of few words.
Yeah, he
So he
was.
didn't. So there was so many scenes put together in this clip where it was like people saying shit to him, and you'd think he'd come back with something, and he just walks out the room. That was like his character's trademark.
Cause God knows I wanted him to be Martian Manhunter so bad.
Oh, wouldn't that have been amazing? And if you don't know, kids, you're fucking googs.
Man. John Jones.
Yeah, that would have been great.
At 62, I never thought he was 60.
I never realized he was that old. But I mean, look, 60's not old. 60's not old, man. When somebody goes at 60, I'm like, okay, what the fuck happened? Like, was it something crazy? You know? Crazy, right?
Unbelievable. And but he did finish John Wick 4 though, didn't he?
I was gonna say I like him in the John Wicks.
Yeah, I think he did finish his part in four, I believe. I want to see what Reeves has to say. You know, I heard they got close throughout the filming.
I could see that. I could see
Yeah.
that. I could. Well, Reeves gets close with everybody. I mean, what a guy, you
Yeah,
know?
what a guy. Yeah, that Keanu that went through the mountains.
Wind through. I think it's a summer wind through the mountains. Yeah,
Summer wind through the mountains.
I think so.
I think you just threw that in there.
Maybe I'm thinking of my son. My son's
Is the
name
summer wind.
is a summer wind. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have summer.
There you go. See, the parallels people don't know. We could get into, but that would change the whole temperament of the show. We got a lot of correlations.
Yeah,
More
well.
so than you might think, folks, outside of nerddom. Okay? It's a real deal personal friendship here that I treasure, by the way.
I take for granted, but
Well,
I
it's
don't have too
okay.
many stories. What stories, pray tell, do you say? I have some DMs that I want to go through with you before the show is over. So I just, you know,
You want to save that for last, or do you want to
I can
start
save it
off
for
now?
last. Save.
Okay. We'll close with your DMs. We'll open up with a little story about a little feline that you've had a little adventure with, a little
Oh,
escapade.
you want that story?
Well, I mean, you send me a picture. There's blood. You're in a public restroom.
You can post the picture if you want.
I don't know if it was the fentanyl. And I had to ask. I was like, holy shit. Like, I knew you were flying this cat, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. You tell the story. I mean, give the kamikazes a little bit of room.
And here's a question to any Kanzis out there that, you know, please DM us if you are a working TSA fucking agent, you know.
I have a feeling there's some disdain in the
Do
story.
we have any cons that are TSA agents? Please reach out to our DM because, like I said, on Sunday I flew my mother back to Mississippi, and the thing is, I've been cat sitting her cat, Miss James, since November. It has been a minute. It has been a minute. Bottom line up front, you know, we're going through security, TSA. You know, I have a, you know, an elderly Filipino woman. I, a 6'3" black man, holding a cat carrier. You know, what is suspicious about that? So,
Absolutely nothing.
going through the detector at first, the TSA agents, they see me with the carrier. They already see that I'm with the elderly Filipino woman. You know, she's not, you know, a mule. So
No.
my mom goes through good and clear. I come up with a cat carrier. They were like, "What's in the thing?" I'm like, it's a fucking cat." They're like, "You think you want to take it out?" My exact words were, "This motherfucker is crazy. I'm not taking this cat out the bag." And they look at me, two of them, you know, they look at me and I'm like, okay, fine. Just walk through the metal detector. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm good because, you know, pre-story, it was a bitch getting the cat in the carrier from my house
Oh
without.
God. A pause, pause, pause. Leave your hand right there. Leave it in the foreground of the shot. Folks, listen, that is evidence right there. You see those scars?
As you laugh,
Have you seen mine?
You know?
You want to know how I got these scars?
It looks like a failed suicide attempt,
Oh God, not oh, okay. All right, easy. Easy now. Can say anything. Can say anything.
I mean, it looks like I tried one time. I failed at that. Did not. Yeah. Hey,
Right.
there's the vein. There it is.
Okay. All right.
So I, so like I said, I got the cat in at my house. No problem. We get to the fucking airport. TSA says, "Hey, we got to take a look at that. We got to take a look at that carry.
We want to look at the cat.
You got to take the cat out the bag." I'm pleading with these motherfuckers at this point. I'm like, this motherfucker, and exact words, this motherfucker is crazy. I
Right.
can't take this motherfucker out this bag. She's gonna go crazy.
Can't they just take a light and like look in the carrier themselves and
You're
look at the
fucking
fucking
right.
cat?
They got all those damn flashlights. They got everything. They could have just put me through the damn X-ray thing.
Right, or put the thing through the scanner if they really
Or
wanted
put the
to.
thing through the. Or get the metal detector. Shit.
Right.
So I look at them and I'm like, there's no other way. They're like, we can't. They're like, we can't let you go. And so at that point, they take me to the room where they do the anal searches.
Oh, God damn.
So I'm like, I'm pleading with them. I'm like, you can look in my ass. Just don't make me take this cat out the bag.
Oh,
They were like, no. Even though that's enticing,
it's very
you gotta take
enticing.
this cat out the bag. So I unzip this motherfucking bag and I'm pleading with this cat. I'm like, just stay calm. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. She gets out the bag, and Shula probably know how this stuff works with cats. She gets out the bag. She's scared as shit. And she gets out the bag. She's like, oh. They take the bag away just to, jerk off over it. Because I know they didn't look in that bag. They couldn't have looked in it.
Right.
It's a TSA specific cat carrying bag. It's mesh. You can fucking look through it. You don't have to
Right.
be Superman and look through this bag.
Right, exactly.
So I'm up there petting this cat. I'm like, please, God. She wasn't pissing or shitting. I'm like, she just scared. She was just looking everywhere. She was calm. So they bring the bag back. And at that point, that cat caught hold of that bag. She was like, and she looked at me. She like, motherfucker, I'm not going back in that bag.
I'm not going back in, motherfucker. Oh, that's a hard situation. That's a
So at
hard
that point, and like
situation.
I said, the sweetest cat in the world, but I only had like 20 minutes to get this cat in the bag before before the flight left. So at that point, it's just one of those moments. You gotta understand that you're a human and you're the dominant species on this planet.
Yes, and you just
That's
grin and
what
bear
I had to realize. I had to
You grin and
realize
bear
that. And so I grabbed that motherfucker by the back of her neck and she went crazy. She went, ah! And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm telling TSA, I'm like, just open the fucking bag. Just, if you don't do anything else, just open this bag for me
Oh,
while I
man.
hold this tornado of a lion in my two hands, bare hands.
Bare hands.
And this motherfucker has, what? 20 adamantium claws.
And she's slicing and dicing. I
And
know
she
she's.
slices. And cats, they just
Oh,
bend it.
yeah.
That's how come Catwoman's so good at what she does. Because she bending everywhere.
Ben and everyone
And so
getting it.
the motherfucker opened up the bag. I shove her in. I'm like, phew. I'm like, just calm down, calm down. And as soon as I just ease up off the neck, just a little bit, just to zip open the bag, that motherfucker, all those claws hit my wrist. And I'm just up there just dripping nothing but B positive blood all over TSA.
All of everybody, right? And I'm sure they're like,
All over
holy
everybody. And
shit.
I'm like, thanks for fucking helping
Right,
me.
just spraying blood everywhere. Somebody in the back is like, oh my
I just wrote on the walls with my blood, death to the pig.
God. Oh, death to the pig. Death to the pigs.
And so I'm just at the security gate, just dripping. And these
Dripping.
motherfuckers are gonna say, you want a Band-Aid? I'm like, suck my dick.
Suck my
I
big
told you
black
this
dick.
motherfucker was crazy. I told you she was crazy.
I really, what the fuck? Like, I mean, like you said, you and your mom, you're just trying to get on a goddamn plane. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus, it wasn't like you rolled in there with a mysterious metal briefcase and you refused to open it.
No.
Take the flashlight out, look at the cat,
Look
run
up
it through
my
the
ass
scanner. Yeah.
and let me go past.
Pull his cock out, maybe stroke it a little.
Right, you know.
Not in front of your mom, but you
I
know.
couldn't, I couldn't, I couldn't get that, you know, that perfect kindred lust scene where they take me in the back room, strip me, you know, is there anything under here as they jack?
Wait, is there anything in here? You know,
I see you smiled at
I
that.
did. I got real excited. I got. It doesn't take much, my friend. The sheer amount of laughter. I mean, I know I shouldn't laugh at your pain and misery. I really shouldn't. But I just know it's because I had the context. I know the struggle that you've had with this cat, and how she, and how this cat has turned your house into the savage land, you know?
She turned my house into the 395 pilot. You know, it's just piss everywhere.
It's not a 395 pilot.
Know, I don't. But don't get me wrong, folks. I do not blame the cat for scratching the fuck out. I do not, because
No.
if it was me, I would have scratched the hell out of me too. Because I don't want to go back in a black bag.
Hey, look.
I'm a
Sometimes
pet
it
man. I love animals.
exactly.
I love
Same here.
animals.
I know this. Sometimes when you cage the beast gets mad.
Gets mad. You gotta
You know,
release it.
gotta release it.
Gotta release it, though.
Gotta release it. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, you know, my healing factor is working.
It is working. It's a little slow, but it's working. It's
It's
getting
slow.
there.
It's slow. It's slow. It's itchy as fuck right now. I'm gonna turn it to Thriller at the end of the night.
Oh shit, man. You told me you're gonna
No
make a cat.
way!
You told me you were turning into a cat man.
Right.
Oh man.
Right,
Wait, wait.
I was on top of a building in skin tight leather.
That's getting me going too.
And I'm talking about the Halle Berry version.
Oh man. So it's open in the front. You got
Open in the
so I
front.
can see your pecs. You do the squats with the heels. Did she have like, were they supposed to be claw marks in the costume to make it more like cat-like, I guess? Like the
Can't
way it was
remember.
open?
I think we need to watch it.
Yeah, we should watch it. We've talked about watching it. It's pretty rough, though. I remember it
It's
being pretty rough.
tough. It's tough.
Maybe we could do a commentary.
It's definitely worth a Patreon.
Yeah, a Patreon. There you go.
Because
There you go. Here's.
that Benjamin Bratt, he was at his hottest.
Because the listeners will love that we never got around to giving them the, you know, Predator, that we'll do a Catwoman episode instead. They love all these
Well worth
Batman
the
fans.
wait.
Well, I got some good news. You were talking about healing factors.
All right.
I had my ultrasound today.
Okay. No stones.
No stones. And
So
guess
what is it
what?
then?
No, nothing. All my organs are fine. Everything's great. I have the organs of a 10-year-old boy.
So where are the crabs coming from?
I think it's the medication I'm on. I did some research, and this medication that I'm already on can, over time, cause like abdominal pain. So now I got to switch up my meds.
So it's pain and not gas.
Well, it could be a combination of the two, let's be
A
honest. I mean,
combination of both.
I am 40, you know, so I mean, you know, we all get that 40-year-old. You know, just a ball of gas sometimes.
Right.
But
The
no, I mean,
pipes get mixed up.
exactly. The pipes get mixed up, clogged up, backed up. And I gotta tell you that the other night when we were recording, I really did feel like this pain under my right rib cage. You start Googling shit, everything's fucking scaring the shit out of you. I start thinking to myself, well, I'm not like, look, I'm not Chris Hemsworth, but I'm not the most unhealthiest of healthies. You know what I'm saying? I do eat pretty good most of the time. I walk regularly. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what could this really be? Is there something genetics? I asked my mom. I go, hey, mom, do we have any kind of genetic? She was the worst person I could have talked to because she's like, well, we do have ulcers in our family.
I didn't think about that. It could have been an ulcer.
And I was like, well, you don't tell that to me. And then I talked to my sister. She's like, no, we don't have ulcers in our family. I don't know what she's talking about. But you know, that's what happens. They just like she just, you know, she likes to change the narrative from time to time. But but the point is, your boy here is good to go.
And that's from a certified physician saying you're good to go.
Yes, the radiologist looked at the scan. I got the chart results back today. And it's just a relief. So I gotta talk to my doctor now about maybe change my medication, you know, because it's been causing me to lose some weight anyway, and that's something I don't really need to lose, you know. Starting to fade away over here.
So that's the thing with doctors. Like, now you have to go back and you got to reevaluate this medication you were on.
Right.
Why even? So I don't know. Like I said, I didn't go to school for it, but why even give you the medication knowing that it's going to lead to another pain in the ass?
That's one of those things, right? Like, so they give you a medication. They say side effects may include X, Y, Z. It's like you watch those commercials. Everybody's frolicking through the fields, but the side effects is like a laundry list of horrific details.
Yeah, but I'm not experiencing nothing from Cialis right now.
Oh, well, that's true. I don't have any side effects from those kind of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. You know, Jen was like, "Well, doctors will just prescribe you anything."
They will prescribe you anything, but was the medication assisting the other pain?
No, this medication was just for my blood sugar, and it was like,
"Oh, it's just for your blood sugar,
helping regulate blood sugar." Yeah, and it was improving, and it was like, "Oh, okay, so it's working." But it also decreased my appetite, and it also made me lose some weight. And then I started getting these abdominal pains, and I was like, you know, the Comic Cons are like, what kind of fucking show is this? But the kind of show that cares, okay? If you care about me, your host, then you'd want to know about this. We share everything on the show, you know.
What are you about? What are you about? 140?
Oh, you don't want to know, dude. I want to get to 140.
Jeez.
I know. It's not good, man. It's not. It's not. I'm like the same weight I was in high school right now. Are we going to do the number game? put some music on. Ban dan dan bo do dan dan dan. Ban dan 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 da 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 da. Now, this is naked. This is butt naked weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You want to guess? You want to throw a number? You want to throw a number out there? You're good? You're nodding your head no. Okay, he's nodding his head no, kids.
Wait, 130. That's crazy.
What?
That's crazy.
I just pointed down.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. 128, my friend.
128?
Naked. And I could, and I didn't even notice it really until I started looking at like myself in the mirror. I was like, wait, I look a little. And then Jen started kind of talking about it, and that's why that last checkup, I was like, hey, you know, and they did my weight, and with clothes on, I think I was like 130 or something like that. And they were like, that seems a little underweight.
And you make me feel like Tammy from 1,000-Pound Life.
Oh shit! It's a struggle, brother. It's a struggle. I mean, I've always been skinny. I've always been smaller. But this is not acceptable to me. I want to be trying to put on some pounds. So I started drinking these shakes. I'm starting to do some things. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, trying to drink some of those Booster Gold shakes. Maybe they'll.
You don't need that Booster Gold. You need that Super Serum at this point. Because that's what it was called, right? In First Avenger, it was just called Super Serum.
It really was just called Super Serum. I really am. Like, even though we joked about it for the longest time, I really am fucking Steve Rogers before the chamber.
Before the chamber.
Before the chamber.
I could do this all day.
Mm. Crazy.
What's that you drink? Oh, that's a Diet Coke right there.
Yeah.
I have a confession. Mm. And it just happened to me tonight. And I think it works in your favor. So I have to retract what I said about Liquid Death. Only because I had the wrong Liquid Death.
Oh, you found a new guy.
Let me guess. I found the peach iced tea liquid death.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Liquid death has tea.
Is it carbonated?
Semi-carbonated, yes. They have that. They have an Arnold Palmer. And they have another tea. It's called the Grim Leafer.
Is there a sugar in them?
I believe there's a little sugar in them.
A little sugar?
It's definitely some sugar in that peach tea.
Because there's a lime one and like a Texas berry something or you know, chainsaw berry or whatever the fuck it is. They do like play on words, you know, it's real cute. But I got to find that tea.
Yeah, you got to find that tea because, like I said, I found one at the 11 of Sevens. So
that 11 of Sevens will get you for sometimes, won't it?
You want to know how many points I got on my 7-Eleven thing?
How many? Let me get
33,000 points.
33,000? 33,000.
I tell you, that COVID pandemic.
You're just hitting it. You're just hitting it. How does that even, like, so what can you do with the points then? It's like, can you get, like, free shit or?
I think I could buy a Ferrari.
I was going to say, can you get, like, a Hawaiian vacation like fucking our Sandler and Punch Drunk Love?
I want a fucking jet.
A jet?
Like old boy that had that won the Pepsi Challenge.
Is that where All I Wanted Was a Pepsi, Just One Pepsi came from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I want my fucking jet.
Mm. Okay.
And I think
I like it. Pepsi. Yeah. You're going to be crazy like Sandler and Punch Drunk Love trying to save up your points.
Because those shit's going to come in handy for the next pandemic.
And there will be a next one.
Yeah, there will be a next
one. Because don't you think we're a little too loosey-goosey?
Oh, it's definitely loose.
And I'll be honest, I'm not even saying they. Like, I'm one of them.
That's definitely. When the last time you wore a mask?
I was wearing it on the train, but now I stopped doing that. I'm just out there.
Yeah.
Because half the time I'll just forget it, and I forget it one day, and then I'm like, well, I forgot it the other day. What's the point of wearing it this day? You know?
Yeah, my thing is I just don't want to be a hypocrite. Now I'm like, now all of a sudden I want to wear a mask? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I stopped wearing it in the office, but I was wearing it on the train in the metro for a long time, just because it's the train, you know. But then I forgot it a couple days in a row, and I was like, "Well, fuck it." Now it's been 4 days; I already got it. Yeah. Whatever it is out there, you know.
Yeah. No one cared who I was till I put on the mask. Yeah, it's another one coming.
There's another one coming. It would make sense, right?
What would you like it to affect? I know COVID was mostly a pulmonary thing. Would you like to be itchy for the next pandemic?
I don't think I want to be itchy. I don't think I want to be itchy. I think I'd like it to take out the top tier 1% douchebags in.
Oh, you just want it to be targeted.
Yeah, I just want it to be targeted. I want the smartest minds of the DC and Marvel Universe to somehow conspire, villain or hero, and target just douchebaggery around the globe. You know what I mean? Like those TSA agents that fucking refuse to let you go through. I mean, they're just doing their job, I guess.
No, they're not. Because at the end of the day, the young lady that helped my mom through, you know, the folks that pushed the elderly folks around, she spoke to me after she saw me, you know, dripping pints when I was walking back over to my mama. She was like, yeah, I'm sorry. They only do that to cat people.
The fuck?
Because there was a fucking French bulldog that walked right past them. And they're like, oh my God, look at his fucking face. And I walked through with this motherfucker with all the knives in the world. And they said, yeah, you got to take him out.
God damn. Can you tell the Comic-Con what airport you were flying out of?
I was flying out of BWI.
Okay.
BWI.
But you fly a lot. You don't experience hardship or pain like that.
But this is my first time flying with a pet.
God damn.
Yeah. And it's an extra $100 for anybody that's flying with pets. That's noted.
Oh, bitch.
That's $100 to fly with a pet.
Don't they sit on the bottom of the plane?
Nope.
With the rest of the baggage?
They sit with you.
Oh, you carry it on.
You carry them on. Yeah, it's a carry-on.
Now, had you checked her, it would have been different.
It would have been different, yeah. I would have had a wrist.
Could you check her, you think?
No, you can't check her.
Can't do that.
No, cruelty.
It's too cruel?
Yeah, it's too
cruel. Have like a little, they don't have like a little compartment that's like...
You would think. I don't think.
Know. Maybe like cat fancy posters on the wall or something.
But I guess, you know, it's no telling between them and service dogs or service animals.
Mm.
If you could have a service animal, any service animal, what would your service animal be?
Well, as much as it would be cool to have a crocodile, I think...
I knew you was a crocodile.
Hey, man.
You're walking the airport with a whole 20-foot crocodile with look, a mask me. On. It's going to say a service animal.
Look, and I got a nice suit on, you know, and it's just yeah, I'm just walking with it, and I got a leash, and the crocodile's walking in front of me. He's strutting, and he's got a little crown on, you know.
Oh, it's King Croc.
He's a King Croc, yeah. Not to be confused like a Loki alligator.
Hey, don't pet him. Don't pet him.
Mm-mm.
Don't pet him.
But I don't know.
I gotta go with a hyena.
Gotta go with the hyena, huh?
Hey, gotta go with that hyena. I like the way that Harley walks with her hyenas.
Ooh, so you'd have two like her?
I just have one. Okay. Yeah.
I do like that too. Yeah.
I didn't know the motherfuckers were that big though.
I always thought they were kind of like medium size, like a dog size.
No, they're like half of a lion.
God damn.
Yeah.
I think you could take a hyena. One hyena, I think you could take one on.
Yeah, one hyena. Yeah. One hyena.
You could pull Liam Neeson with the broken bottles and you could fucking take it on.
Yeah. One hyena.
What about a wolf? One wolf. You think you could take on a wolf?
One wolf? Give me a dire wolf. Give me that Jon Snow wolf. I'll take that.
But could you take it on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about just fighting it.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you talking about fighting animals?
That's why I said Liam Neeson with the broken bottles.
Not Brad Pitt, Legends of the Fall.
I have not thought about that fucking movie in a long fucking time.
That Legends of the Fall, it touched me. I saw it at a young age. It touched me.
It touches you, man. I always remember Anthony Hopkins just writing like, me happy on the chalkboard. That shit fucked me up. Yeah. And I was young.
It touched me because he was that Brad Pitt. I forgot what character he was, but he was just I guess he was just a young man. He's had a whole life ahead of him, and he just went out in the woods one day to fight a bear.
Well, he lost his mind in World War
One. He lost his mind.
The mustard gas and all that, you know. Hey, when you watch it though now, don't you kind of feel a little bad for Anthony Quinn? I know when I first watched it, I was like, "Fuck Anthony Quinn." Is that his name? Anthony Quinn? Anthony, the brother. He steals his brother's girl.
I know what you're talking about. I know. I can see his face. Yeah.
It's not Anthony Quinn. Anthony Quinn's the old guy.
Right.
It's Anthony.
He resisted. How? No, I don't feel bad for him because that's prime Pitt.
Yeah, but I felt bad for him. Like when I first watched, I'm like, fuck him. But you watch it again as you're older, like I feel bad for him. You know, it's kind of like
he was the stand-up son.
He was. Yeah. He stayed behind. It's like James Marsden getting fucked over in The Notebook. James Marsden comes in, helps build a life for Rachel McAdams, and what does she do to repay him? She goes right back to Gosling. You know what I mean? In the rain.
Right.
In front of the whole town.
What do you want?
You know?
Yeah.
She was a whore.
Mm. Call her a killer, they call her a sinner, and they call her a whore.
Whore. A, she was a whore. Mm.
Yeah, that prime pit.
That prime pit.
I bet Oscars did that Legend of the Fall again. It got a few Oscars, right?
I feel like it had to get a few
Oscars. I thought it got Best Picture.
It might have.
It was that fly fishing.
But then you had River Runs Through It, too.
No, I take it back. River Runs Through It is fly fishing.
Right. That might have been some fly fishing in Legends of the Fall, too.
Yeah, but like I said, I just remember Pitt fighting that bear at the end.
Let me ask you a question. You know, some news. Some news noteworthy stuff has, you know, not a big news week per se, not in the realm that we talk about. But that Tarantino said he's doing his last film because he said he was going to do like 10 movies. The Movie Critic, supposedly is the name of his next movie, set in, I guess, the 70s is going to be a time period movie. How do you feel about that? Does it, I mean, obviously we don't know much about it yet, but doesn't it seem kind of like lackluster for like the last movie?
What would you say is his most lackluster so far?
Good question. I guess the only one I've only seen once is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
I love that movie. I think it's a great movie. I love it in the sense of when I watched it, I really enjoyed it, but I haven't watched it again. I've watched a lot, all his other movies. I've even watched Hateful Eight more than once.
That's probably the one Tarantino movie I haven't watched twice.
That Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else I have at least gone through at least multiple times or usually twice. Only reason I don't do Hateful Eight that much is because I like that director's cut. And that director's cut is what, 3 hours
long? It's long, yeah.
It's long.
I do love it, though.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know. But I mean, I'm sure it'll be good, but I just can't believe it's his last.
But you're saying on a scale of Reservoir to Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, I mean, I get why I guess he's not going to give us that Kill Bill 3, and it's fine. I understand why. But just give us something, I don't know.
I say we're on the cusp of a Jackie Brown type stuff then.
Oh yeah, okay.
Probably not as exploitative, but along that cusp.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as he's got some violence in it, I guess we'll be okay.
I mean, as long as we, you know, see like Hitler's face stomped in, you know, like it in Inglourious.
That's what I mean, man. Inglourious has the dialogue and the pulpy violence. I mean, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had that ending, but it's mostly just like that love letter to that time, that.
Yeah, that's all it was.
That time period, yeah. You know? Django was probably more exploitive, but also like a Western, a love letter to like spaghetti Western.
It was definitely, towards the spaghetti. And following that up with Hateful.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. But that's like the end of an era. If he really calls it quits after that, that's pretty. You think he's really going to call it quits after that?
I feel like he has a lot more life left. He, if he wanted to, he would give us that Kill Bill 3.
Right.
And we get to see Copperhead's daughter finally come get her revenge.
Right.
Yeah.
How you feel about Ben Affleck's comments recently about not doing anything with comics ever again? Because he's hyping his new Nike movie. About the
right, I'm more excited about the Nike movie than you know than I am to go try and see Quantumania at this point.
I do want to see it. But I read the interview with him recently where he was like, they were asking him, and he was like, after his experience on Justice League, he came out and said,
right,
never again, not for me.
Because like I said, who knows where this gun turn is going to go? So I don't blame Affleck. You know,
yeah.
He could have had a very good run as Batman.
He's supposedly very good in the 5 to 10 minutes he's in The Flash. He's supposedly very good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And even Tom Cruise came out and said he loved it. He watched it and said he loved the movie. The Flash, that is.
Oh, The Flash. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if Tom Cruise liked it, hey, right?
Gotta wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, if you're sticking with the Snyder stuff, we got a message the other day.
We did. We did.
Got a message. Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
From Lord Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not a movie. I guarantee
it's not a movie.
It's not a movie.
It's not a movie. Because they gave us a series of dates in April, I think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a theatrical screening of his cut. And that's it. It's going to be in theaters for those days.
Right. Or it's just another DC Universe thing like they did during COVID. That's it.
Oh, you mean like a fandom thing?
Yeah, like the fandom thing.
That could be it. Or do you think he's doing something for Gunn, maybe?
Cause what else? What else can he do? They pretty much have put the dead end sign on the Snyderverse stuff. Like, there's nothing else left.
But those Snyder fans are funny though, man. Because I saw that same thing you're talking about, and I sometimes it's fun to read the comments, and
Right.
I start scrolling, and these motherfuckers are attacking each other. Because like one person would be like, well, maybe it's gonna be a secret trailer for his new movie Rebel Moon for Netflix, and
Right.
the other guys are chiming in like, you fucking idiot, Darkseid was announcing, what the fuck? And it's like they're just fucking going at each other, frothing at the mouth.
Because a lot of folks missed the dark side part. Yeah, a
They
lot of folks missed
did. They did. I didn't even catch it till it was reposted on Instagram.
Right. So I don't think it's gonna be much to it.
I agree with you though. I don't think it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Because why would you take over, like, let's say you take over a studio, James Powell, you're creative officer of said studio. They're getting paid a lot of money. You probably signed a lucrative deal for like 5 to 8 years. You just announced the first wave of your new projects, right? And we already have movies that have been filmed, and they've already said, like, no, after Aquaman, after Flash, I mean, that's the reset. And why would they be like, you know what? Yeah, you can, Snyder, you can do a few more new things and do a
Yeah, slip
movie.
this one in.
There's no way, right?
Man, you're not finna mess up
Plus,
my timeline.
right. And he was already busy filming his sci-fi thing that's coming out on Netflix in Christmas, at Christmas time, which, should be fun.
And I don't like it's not a TV show. I don't know what it is.
Right.
If anything, it's probably at least
A game, maybe?
a game. I would say a game or just a snippet of something. That he has.
But it's multiple dates, which makes me think
It is multiple dates.
it's a
Yeah.
theatrical release. Like he's just gonna run the Snyder Cut in theaters for those days.
Well, let's play with it then. What could he release at this point?
Like, what if he secretly shot something?
What would he have shot?
Okay, devil's advocate, if we're just saying, oh, hypothetically, he shot something. What would I want to see? You know what I'd want to see? It would just be like the Ben Affleck Batman movie with
With
Deathstrike.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. You're reading too much Marvel. I said Deathstrike. With Lady Deathstrike. I mean, because it was so close to actually being a thing with Ben Affleck teasing it behind the camera and he was excited about it. He even talked about that in that interview I'm telling you about, where he was like, yeah, we were almost there, but nah. Like, that Justice League really put a sour taste in his mouth. He is fucking bitter. He is not. But yeah, I guess it would be that. Like, I really enjoyed Affleck's Batman. I know people don't. He wasn't everyone's favorite, but I liked seeing him in that costume, and it would have been cool to see a solo movie with Deathstroke and some other characters. So of course I'd go that route, If he had secretly shot like that and like that would be it, But I don't know, man. What about you? If you had to pull something out of your hat.
That we get the full nightmare movie.
Oh, God damn. That's way better than mine.
That would be it.
Just 2 hours in the nightmare verse.
In the nightmare verse.
Well, Zack Snyder, so it'd be like 3 hours. 3 hours
Right.
in the nightmare verse.
Right.
Yeah, because they did give us a little bit more in that cut, and
Right.
it was tempting.
Right. Like you can,
Like
I could have kept going with that. Like I would like to know how we got there.
it's basically Injustice, right?
Right, it's
With
Injustice.
Superman turned bad. And we know you love that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that would have been phenomenal. I mean, he obviously shot some stuff, so yeah, man.
That will get my juices going again for comic movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing evil Superman. But then you'd have to bring back Hank and
Right. But who's to say that, they didn't finish all that during COVID?
oh, right. I
Like
could see that.
they said the studios were shut down, but secretly, Snyder finished the nightmare version.
And the message did come from Lord Darkseid.
From Darkseid.
Only other thing I could think of is maybe there's a New Gods thing that he shot
Maybe
that Gunn said
that's more plausible at this point.
This could be like an Elseworlds thing,
right?
Separate from Gunn's
and
thing,
and that could slide in with Gunn's stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I'm sitting here talking about fucking Tom Cruise loving the Flash, and you're like, well, more importantly, let's talk about some Snyderverse. Because I already know, I've already seen the Shazam movie. I mean, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it. I watched the trailer, so yeah, I know what happens.
The old movie.
And I already know about the Wonder Woman cameo, so yeah. I'm good. I know exactly what happens. I've seen the whole goddamn thing. I mean, they gave away the cameo on a fucking TV commercial.
They said that was meant to happen.
Right, like
there's more to it then.
I guess so.
Yeah. And she still looks good as Wonder
she
Woman.
Does look great.
She looks... There's some things some people are meant for. She was meant for that. I see that now.
I do see that now. She was meant for that.
Because even I ran back to 84. Fuck it.
Right.
I ran
right.
back to 84.
Right.
No.
It wasn't all bad. It had some good
things.
It wasn't all bad.
Like, the cheesy moments was, when her and Captain Kirk is flying over, the 4th of July celebration. But that's it. That's it.
And there, but she's allowed to have cheese.
She's allowed to have cheese.
She flies an invisible plane.
Would I have appreciated a more Bane-ish, Batman-ish type fight between her and Cheetah? Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Just cut the music and just hear two women going at each other. Of course.
You wanted that instead of the bail. Ah, you wanted the gal. Oh.
All right. I wanted that.
Now, when she gets it, though, does she get the Chun-Li? Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. When she gets knocked out and it does the fade out.
Ta-da, ta-da. When she gets it in the air?
Yeah, all the time.
Ta-da, ta-da. Yeah, I would appreciate that between, it's those epic fights. It's those epic fights between, a major villain and your main hero. Like,
right.
I think every epic fight should be like the one Bane and Batman had.
Right.
Like, cut the music. Let's just get raw.
Right.
Yeah.
With no trivia.
Right. So if Superman ever goes against what? Just hand-to-hand combat. I mean, who does Superman go hand-to-hand with?
He doesn't fight Darkseid like that?
Darkseid, then, yeah. I guess that would be it. But at the same time, I never seen Darkseid throw a kick.
No, he's got the same build as a Thanos. He's got those big biceps, chest. He definitely never skips leg day. He's got good shoulders, bolder shoulders.
So I guess just like that Thanos and Hulk intro,
Right.
I'll take that.
Right.
Between Superman and Darkseid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should get like a real legit Street Fighter remake one day. I feel like there's an audience for that. I know they redid it with Mortal Kombat. It wasn't the greatest, but I mean, just give us like a John Wick action level Street Fighter movie where people are just fighting. There's a lot. I think I dare say there might even be more nostalgia in Street Fighter than Mortal Kombat. I don't know.
Speaking of video games.
Yeah.
So you are going to go see Super Mario, right?
I feel like I want to test it out with the son. I want to test it out with my boy because he fucks with some Mario. He fucks with some Mario, yeah.
Right. If not for the Pratt, for that Black then. Because that Black, he's given good Bowser.
He's given great Bowser.
Yeah.
And I like the animation.
Mm-hmm.
It
looks good.
It's nostalgic, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And I think my son might actually be keen on it because he likes some Mario stuff. He likes the Mario Kart stuff.
Right.
So yeah, he might like it. My son actually likes Pokemon, if you believe that or not.
He understands that.
He likes playing the game and like, I don't know who he's playing with. We always make sure we're watching when he's playing because like, you can play and challenge other people. And it's like, I don't know if he's playing with another six-year-old boy in another apartment complex somewhere or if there's a...
Jared Fogle.
So he likes collecting all the Pokemons, but then when it comes to like fighting, he's kind of like, "Yeah, Daddy, you can fight the guy." He just wants to collect everything.
He's a collector.
Yeah, not a fighter. But I tried showing him the cartoon. I was like, "Well, maybe you like the cartoon." And he was like, "Eh, I don't know about all that."
A regular Benicio.
Del Toro.
El Toro.
But I'm not immersed in the gaming universe, as you know, so it has to be old school for me.
That's why I think you would appreciate that Mario.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's like the old Leguizamo one, but you know, I think this Mario is kind of on his way, even though I do appreciate the Leguizamo Mario. Yeah.
I actually have a lot of fondness in my heart for that Bob Hoskins
Yeah, Bob
Leguizamo
Hoskins
movie.
and Leguizamo.
I know it was bad. I don't need anybody to write into the
Was
show
it
for it.
bad? Was it bad?
I remember liking it when I saw it.
If you look back at it now, was it bad? I don't think if we
When
look
I
back at it
saw
now,
it,
it's not bad.
when I saw it in I saw it in theaters in sixth grade, and I loved it.
Only because Bowser was a man.
Bowser was a man.
He was a man.
But
That's where they went wrong.
the lizard tall guys were cool.
Right.
And
Still don't know who they were.
those boots were cool. They had
Right.
cool boots.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I remember really enjoying it and being hyped on it.
I don't think nothing was wrong with with Mario Brothers, Double Dragon, you know.
Nah, Double Dragon was a little rough. That's a rough watch. I've done that within the last, I would say, 5, 6 years. I think it was one of the very first episodes on this podcast.
Don't think Double Dragon is that rough.
It was hot, kind of hard to sit through.
Some of the stuff we've watched, I don't think Double Dragon is that rough.
I think it's on the same level as that original Captain America in terms of roughness. Like, there's moments that are so bad it's funny, but that only gets you so far.
I challenge that. I challenge that. I don't
Okay,
think
all
nothing is
right.
as bad as that Captain America, aside from Halle Berry's Catwoman.
But then Halle Berry's Catwoman gets a little bit of redemption because you got Halle Berry.
That's the only thing.
That's the thing. Did that original Captain America have anything on that Halle Berry level worth watching?
Had Dick Jones.
Yeah, Dick Jones, Ronnie Cox.
Ronnie Cox.
But I don't think Double Dragon had anything like.
Oh no, Double Dragon had nothing.
Right.
Right.
Street Fighter, you had that Ming Na Wen, which was nice, and Raul Julia, which is great.
Yeah, but I still don't agree that Raul Julius should have held that bison mantle.
Maybe not, but it's great watching him in the role.
Right.
He
Still
owned.
good, but I still wanted like a Dolph Lundgren to be playing, Big Bison.
Hey, let's talk about Dolph Lundgren real quick before we get to your DMs. I maintain to this day that he was probably the best Punisher we've had. I know you love that John Bernthal, but I was going through it and I was like, I think he really encapsulated Frank the way Frank is supposed to be. In other words, no emotions. My family is gone. I'm just taking out motherfuckers at this point. There's no diner scene. He's not hooking up with anybody. He's not crying. He's not talking to the Daredevil reporter. Like, no disrespect to John Bernthal, no disrespect to Thomas Jane, but they were a little mushy. And then you watch that Dolph Lundgren Punisher from the 80s. He's sitting in the sewer. He's brooding. He probably has like maybe 5 lines of dialogue in the whole movie. Louis Gossett Jr.'s trying to talk him off the ledge. I think we need to go back through that. Thoughts? Questions? Concerns?
He looked good.
He looked great.
He looked good.
Like,
But
that's
I
what Frank's
but
supposed to look like.
it that's what Frank, I don't know. I think Frank is supposed to look like Bernthal.
I'm not saying Bernthal's bad. I like Bernthal. I like him in everything he does. But the writing on that show and then bringing him back, I'm just kind of like, they try to make him, I get why they do it. They want to make him more human so people can relate to the character.
Right.
But I'm not into all that. No, your whole family was taken from you. You need to be a fucking death machine with your training and that's it. Because even Thomas Jane had a fine line of that, but Thomas Jane even had the whole, well, do all this elaborate shit so that Travolta thinks that his own people were against him. Like, no, Frank would just fucking go in, fucking guns blazing. You know? I don't know. I just needed a 2-hour movie where Frank is just taking out motherfuckers, and that's the movie. We don't need to relate to him.
But what is Punisher, though? Punisher has no emotions.
None.
So, like I said, he's basically... He is Bruce without a conscience.
He's Bruce without a conscience, exactly. So, like, even in the comics, when they're doing his internal monologue, he's reminiscing on... If he's setting up a sneak attack on, like, a mafia drug warehouse, the only information we're getting out of the comic is who he's about to kill, why he's about to kill them, and what kind of artillery he's using.
That's all you get from that.
That was the comic, and that's what was so great about it, because, like, you know, somebody like I learned more about guns and weaponry and knives and ballistics than I could have ever learned in any other formal education, because I learned it from fucking Frank Castle. You know what I mean? Like, that shit hits, you know.
Frank Castle doesn't get the kind of credit he deserves, though.
He does not.
Like, they push him to the side. Hence, that's why he doesn't get those good movies, you know, those good production movies.
Right. And I think if you do it, like we got John Wick, right? I think John Wick kind of revolutionized, like, the modern action movie, you know? Because the guys that made that first movie, they were familiar with stunt work, and that was their bread and butter. So if we get that same kind of production team with a Punisher movie or show, then it's off to the fucking races. But they tried to make him, like, relatable in the Netflix show, because they got him talking to Deborah Ann Wall's reporter character, and he's in the hospital and he's got tears in his eyes. I'm like, get the fuck out of here! Like, no, this is that's it.
He should have been like the way Ennis had the Punisher.
You're goddamn right. That's the Bible right there. That's the Bible.
I always thought that was the true version of Frank Castle.
Stone cold.
Stone cold. Right.
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 I mean, I think Bernthal's interpretation is a more fresh one. That's why he's still raw and, like, so maybe they'll add on to that. But I just want him to be like, nah, he's stone cold, man. That's it. You know, that Dolph Lundgren, man, I'm telling you, we got to go back through that.
I will go back through that.
It's not bad. He fucks some people up in that shit.
What is the Punisher's, like, one of the Punisher's top stories, man?
One of my favorites is actually from the 90s, where he had to go to Europe to track down this drug kingpin. And it involved all these different, like, components of there was like multiple gangs, multiple drug gangs, and it was all through Europe. It was called the Eurofit run, and he went through different parts of Europe. He fought this fucking German guy who had a fucking Gatling gun for an arm, which sounds fucking preposterous, but it was, you know, 90s comics. But it was bad. It was badass. And by the time he came back to the States, the fucking war had started all over again. And he was just on the streets fighting gangs. And that shit right there was just balls to the wall, like, 90s action. And if we could get that, maybe coupled with some Ennis, you know, that would be fantastic.
The Marvel Knights.
That Marvel Knights, that's it.
The
that's
Marvel it right there. Knights run. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They were one shots.
They were one shots, right. Or they were like 6-issue short runs.
Standalone. They were standalone.
Standalones, because they were more violent.
Right.
You know.
And you just answer my prayer. If I want more violence in Marvel now,
and that's and I get it, like, because the Disney Plus shit, the fact that it's owned by Disney. We don't get that, you know?
We're not going to get it.
I think the most violent one we got was Winter Soldier. Well, maybe Civil War. Civil War got a little brutal at the end. But that was the level of violence, right. I mean. In terms of, like, you know, the Russo brothers give good action.
But like, Winter Soldier got close to just like blood and guts. It got close to blood, almost to guts.
Just from the opening scene when he's
just in, from the opening scene.
Because we hadn't like, seen that yet.
Like that reminded me of like some, you know, Under Siege type stuff.
Yes.
Right. If Marvel can incorporate that somehow, if we can get some rated R violence,
mm-hmm.
I think I'll be back. And you'll I think the rest of the fans will be back.
Yeah.
Because it's too PG. It's too PG-13 at this point.
And they said Daredevil Born Again will be lighter. It won't be as hard as the Netflix.
And that's a shame. That's a shame.
You're right. Because even though it's owned by Disney, why can't they just do the disclaimer at the beginning of the show and just have this be kind of like the Marvel Knights thing? Like, no, we're not. These are in the continuity, but this is the Marvel Knights. This is your blood and guts. You know what I mean? Kind of like they did with the werewolf by night, where
right. Even that wasn't blood and gut.
It wasn't, but you know what I mean. It was
that
like,
was more Frankenweenie.
It was a little, but it was a little edgier with like the.
It was edgier, but you didn't see nothing.
Yeah, it was kind of fast, and it was black and white, and you couldn't really make it out. And creature violence is not the same as dude-on-dude violence.
Like man-on-man violence. Nothing.
Man-on-man violence.
Nothing like seeing another man choke another man to death.
Mm, nothing like that at all.
All the way through. Like,
right.
No cut scenes. Like, we see him die.
What about...
That's violence.
What about that Deadpool 3 being rated R? They've confirmed it's rated R.
It's going to be fun, though. It's only rated R because somebody's going to say fuck, probably.
You think so?
Right.
I think it'll be violent. Violent like the Deadpool
How
movie.
Violent did Deadpool 1 get?
It's just bloody, I think.
It was just bloody.
It's not violent like fucking Tarantino violent.
Right.
Not like you're stomping a guy's fucking head in. And you see the fucking, you know.
Like if you, and I hate referencing it, but if you could bring me some of that John Wick shit to Marvel, I'm fine.
Right.
Right.
Is John Wick bloody bloody?
It's not bloody bloody, but it's violent.
It's violent.
Like the way he took out those guys with those knives in John Wick 3, you know.
Yes, yes.
He
yes.
stabbed somebody in the eye.
I like the way he took out that big motherfucker in the opening.
He took out the big motherfucker with a book.
In the fucking book.
Right.
You're right. The knife scene was brutal before he met up with Hallie.
Right. Because wouldn't you want to see Moon Knight do some shit like that? You know?
I know. I
want him to take that moon hook and put it inside somebody's jaw. And turn him into the Joker.
You know how I got these scars. You know what I want? I want a Marvel scene like that Lost Boys scene at the end. You know, Jason Patrick's hovering above the fucking antlers. Keith Sutherland's got him, you know, up against the fucking, you know, ceiling frame. You know, and he's like, "You're like me, Michael. You know, it's in your..." My blood is yours, you know, something like that. Some weird vampire shit. And Jason Patrick's like, "So where's mine?" And he turns him around, fucking hurls him into the fucking antlers. I want something like that. That last minute switcheroo, you know, where you just fucking somebody impales somebody, you know. And again, we don't have to have blood squirting out like Inglourious Basterds, but just getting somebody seeing somebody get impaled.
It doesn't need to be squirting out, but I need to see. You need to make me believe that Mysterio really whooped the shit out of Peter.
You know, yeah,
I need to see him beat Peter up.
There was some blood there at the end.
Right, because Peter, he got damaged. He didn't get beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got like rejuvenated now with this violence conversation.
And even still, like I said, I reference my favorite fight scene, even with Bane and Batman. Like, it wasn't all blood.
No.
But it got real. Because that music cut off. And you saw him break his back.
And we hadn't had that yet.
You haven't
had that. You hadn't had that in any Batman movie.
Right. Right. Yeah. So you gotta try stuff. Because you're losing folks.
Yeah.
Because I've seen polls. I've seen the polls, and they're like, what can Marvel do next? And then, like, there's nothing they could do next. Like, the thing is now, everybody thinks that these movies now are just filler until we can get to X-Men and Fantastic Four.
I could see that. I could see why people would say that, but I'm still very excited about some projects. Like, I'm still very excited about the Guardians movie. I have a warm spot in my heart for the Guardians. I think it's going to be really good. James Gunn.
But is it just you have a warm spot because you just, all right, I've been with these guys since the beginning. I've rolled with them to the end. Like it's the last episode of Cheers. Is that why you're there for that, or you're just excited to see where this is going to go?
There's probably a little bit of that. But it's also like, I mean, even if they were doing another one, even if they said this is, even if like tomorrow they announced four and we knew there's going to be a fourth one, I'm still going opening day for the third one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I love the characters. I really love the characters. And I think that's the difference. I really love the Ant-Man character. I liked Paul Rudd's interpretation. I really enjoyed Jonathan Majors as Kang. So I think that keeps me coming back. Now, I didn't go see Black Adam. I didn't go see Shazam because those are characters I just don't really care about. You know what I'm saying? They haven't won me over or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this shit, like, there's shit that I just really, really like. You know, am I going to see Ms. Marvel season two when it drops? Probably not. You know, but. And it wasn't a bad show. It's just that I don't connect with the character like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Do I want to see Secret Invasion as soon as it drops? Absolutely, because where the fuck has Nick Fury been this whole time? In space. I don't know why that's taken so fucking long to drop. I feel like that would be like the moneymaker. If they're worried about polls and audience reaction, you need to go back to the fucking well. And since Tony Stark is dead, how come Samuel Jackson is just now coming out with the Skrulls? That seems like a pretty big deal to not be a movie and just be like a 6-episode thing. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I mean, they haven't made the best decisions with the last phase, but I still keep coming back. I'm still going to keep coming back.
Like I said, it's ever since that, you know, that Infinity stuff, I haven't been revved up for nothing. Like this stuff doesn't appeal. Like that first Ant-Man. I was ready for that shit. And then the second one came. I was ready for that. But now, after all this, I'm just like, I can wait.
Catch it on the plus.
I catch it on plus because, you know, you've done the same thing to me twice. And I got a good feeling that I'm just going to get the same thing again, you know, three times.
So you're not going to see Guardians when it opens either.
Who knows?
If you get a chance to go to the movies by yourself.
If I get a chance. If for some reason I'm like, fuck it, I'll go see it. But even there's been a lot of fuck it. And I still haven't gone to go see Quantumania.
Mm. You had opportunities.
I had opportunities, but I was like, it's just.
You'd rather stay home, watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue, okay. Okay, yeah. Go through your DMs.
Go through the DMs. Mm. Yeah. And that's it. We need violence in Marvel. We need violence. Give me that Logan violence.
Do we need a little bit of sex? And I'm not saying we have to go.
I don't need sex. I just need violence.
I like She-Hulk hooking up with Daredevil, is all I'm saying. I like a little bit of that.
You like that. But wouldn't you have liked to see She-Hulk just rage the fuck out and beat the fuck out of somebody?
I know. I just want to see her, like, at least. She didn't even fuck up, what's her name? Titania,
yeah.
Like, it was so cartoony, and like, I know it's a show with a green, giant green woman lawyer, and I'm saying it was too cartoony, and that seems fucking ridiculous, but at the same time, have her fucking throw a car at her or something, or fucking punch her lights out, and show some fucking shit.
Like, she didn't have to show her strength, that whole show, her Hulk strength, really.
She didn't really, and even that fight with her cousin, with old Brucey. just like, wasn't really it.
If they had put that show on Netflix,
I like the show.
I'm sure that warehouse scene with her and Daredevil, she would have torn somebody apart.
Maybe we do need that at some point. You think we could get a reboot down the line where they reboot the entire MCU and it's just all fucking guts and violence?
Just violence. Because how come Blade worked? Blade worked. And
Blade worked!
He had the violence. How much do you want to bet that this next Blade is going to be just like No Way Home?
God, I hope not.
If this next Blade with Mahershala ends up being like No Way Home, I'm done with Marvel.
No, it's got to be R. I think they can do it. Yes, they sell toys, but they also know that if they do these standalone, you know, heavy duty R movies. So
you believe
that this
Blade will be R.
I'm hoping it is, because
they're going to let Mahershala say
some motherfuckers always trying to escape him.
Do you really think at this stage that Disney is going to let that happen?
I don't think we could ever get a motherfucker, but I think we could get a pretty good, fun, bloody vampire movie.
It's not going to be the same kind of blood that was in Blade.
No, it's not. But
we need these movies to be produced by New Line Cinema.
New Line Cinema needs to do everything.
Line Cinema needs to take over Marvel at this point.
And Golden Harvest while we're at it. All right, deal. You're not wrong. Look, nothing you're saying is wrong. I see where you're coming from.
Because I have a good feeling that Moon Knight was supposed to be bloody. I feel like Moon Knight was supposed to be more violent than what it was. He was supposed to be kicking ass.
It had some dark shit in it, but it wasn't.
It had some dark stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like he was supposed to be beating motherfuckers down like Batman.
It's really, to me, the best thing about Moon Knight is not even seeing another season of Moon Knight. The best thing for me and Moon Knight is envisioning him in a future Avengers movie. Kind of like the way we were just so enthralled with Infinity War, with all these motherfuckers on the screen together. For me, it's just the way they interact, right? So having the potential of like Doctor Strange in a conversation with Moon Knight and Moon Knight's bouncing between personalities, that sounds like a really good time to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it's really going to start popping, is when people, wait, is that, are you talking to yourself? Are you, wait, what do you mean? Like, are you a different guy right now? And like that's because that's how it was in the comics, and it was great and it was fun in the comics. So just give me that, just like they gave us.
I don't mind that, and I think they still have that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have that a lot. Like that's all Love and Thunder was.
But Love and Thunder wasn't enough of with everybody else. I will submit this, and I do believe this. If they had Guardians, at least in half of that movie, if not all of it, that movie would have been way better. I think they ditched the Guardians.
But it's not a Guardians movie. It's a Thor movie.
Right, but neither was fucking Captain America Civil War. It wasn't a Captain America movie. Not really. I mean, he was the main character.
I mean, that was an Avengers movie.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think if you're going to throw them in there, use them. Don't just put them in there for 5 minutes and get them out of there. You know? Use them. I mean, part of the fun in No Way Home was Doctor Strange and Spider-Man like fighting over that goddamn box.
Right.
That's your shit right there. That's a comic book. Make it a comic book. Just have fun with it and go balls to the wall. Like, I don't know why we had to have those kids in a thing, and then it's just weird. When they did the kids in the new Asgard thing, I just felt like that's when it kind of got lost it for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even mind all the jokes. The jokes were fine, but like,
Is Love and Thunder on Disney Plus yet?
It is. It's there. And I liked it. I liked Love and Thunder. But I didn't like it as much as Multiverse. I didn't like it as much as...
work for Marvel.
Apparently.
You're an agent.
Yeah. I'm making all that Marvel money. I'm making all that Marvel money.
You're an agent. You're a Hydra agent.
I know. I'm Lady Hydra. I'm Madam Hydra.
Madam Hydra. What is that?
I'm Madam Hydra.
What is that? I never heard
Madam,
of that.
Madam Hydra? Madam Hydra?
Yeah. All I knew was Red Skull was running.
You never heard of Madam Hydra?
Never heard of Madam Hydra.
So you know who...
I know Madam Webb.
So you know Elaine, right, from Seinfeld? Yeah. And she's playing... I can't even pronounce her last name. She eventually, in the comics, becomes Madam Hydra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. From back in the day. Mm. She hooked up with old school Nick Fury a couple of times.
Mm.
And she was an agent with him in S.H.I.E.L.D. And then she turned, and then she becomes Madam Hydra. In the comics, she even had green hair and a green costume.
Oh, wow.
I got her little figure sitting on my desk at the moon base.
Sort of like a offshoot of the Baroness. From
Very much so. In fact, I would argue that's exactly what that is. Yeah. Except they should have made it black. And maybe they will. Maybe they'll change it up. I don't know if her character in the movies in the MCU, because she's a little older, I don't know if they're going to go full Madam Hydra, but they could. They could spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they bring back what's her name from Winter Soldier, the blonde Sharon Carter.
I thought she got killed.
She ends up talking to
what's her name
at the end of the Falcon.
You're right, right.
Because she wants to take shit into her own hands.
Shows you how forgettable those shows are.
I love that show.
Shows you how.
Hey, when it ended, it was an emotional show, and you and I both talked about how great it was.
It was one good ride.
You're not remotely hyped about him putting on that costume again in Captain America 4. You're not hyped on Anthony Mackie Captain America. You were hyped when it was announced.
I'm hyped on Anthony Mackie. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's just going to end up like Wakanda Forever.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be him in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it's going to be like Wakanda Forever? Don't say it. Don't say that word. Don't say that word, DeSantis. Don't say it's going to be. You know what?
It's going to be woke.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be woke.
I think it'll be right on time.
I think I have to agree. I'm tired of messages. Just give me action.
Okay. Okay. I guess that's how I feel about the Punisher. I'm tired of, I'm tortured, and I just don't know.
Just give me what they gave me in the damn 20-page comic book.
Or give me like an Andor type thing where like you give me multiple layers. You know what I'm saying?
Even that. Because
that was really cool. That was really cool. Give me something different.
You know what? You know, the saving grace about Andor, again, in some ways, it's the way Andor was shot as well.
It was shot like that, really well.
The way the Andor series was shot, it looked like a fucking Stanley Kubrick film.
I appreciate that because I worked really hard with the rest of the team on that. And I know we're really proud of what we put together. And I've really acted my ass off in that lead role. And I know.
Because I don't know why he reminds me of you. That Diego.
It happens.
You do what I say. What I say.
I'm a mercenary, okay?
But yes, plea to Marvel. More violence. Release the Marvel Knights.
Release the Marvel Knights.
Release the Marvel Knights.
You got it. And can you release your DMs and take us out since it's approaching the witching hour?
All right. It is approaching the witching hour. When the spooks have the midnight jamboree, they break it off with fiendish glee.
Do we get any like prologue before this announcement?
No, it's from one of our, life fans,
Okay. Okay. All right.
It was a reply to my Glass Joe story,
Okay.
From Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Oh, right. Right.
Right. This is from, our good friend Boofer81.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, like I said, I had a Glass Joe reference on my story. And Boofer81 so eloquently, answered or replied to my story. Glass Joe equals Nick Stevens.
Oh. That's nice. That's really nice. That's
And it keeps going. And you know me. I am your friend. I am your sponsor. I say, oh my God, why so cruel to little Nicky? And and he replies, it was too easy. And he also, this is what I wanted to bring to your attention. He says, oh, little Nicky broke my little sister's guitar over my back drunk one time. Talk about cruel. So you pulled a WWE move on somebody.
That was a long time. Man, he has not forgotten that shit. That motherfucker has not forgotten that shit. That was like 1998. I was still in high school, I think. Drunk as a skunk. And all I remember is picking up that guitar and pretending like I was going to fucking hit him with that shit. And it fucking, the neck just snapped as I brought it down. I don't even think it touched him. The neck just snapped. He's like, that was my sister's guitar. His parents were out of town. I don't even know where his sister was. Hilarity ensued.
It was a whole guitar.
Like the whole guitar. Like he had to glue it, try to glue it back on. His sister comes home. What happened? You know, the whole thing. Yeah, dude. And it's funny, I didn't even drink like that then. It was one of those things where, you know, yeah, you have a few natty lights and you're like, I'm a little fuck. Like I said, I was probably $1.25 back then.
A couple of natty lights.
Natural. You know when like you're so young that you don't know what to get, so you're just like, oh, your friend works at the grocery store and he's like, yeah, just put a couple of cases out back. And they put out like, you give him like $10. So all he can get is like a case of Natty Light. Or Beast Light, you know. Milwaukee Best. And it didn't take much, man. And I think we even went to some weird party right before that. And I'd started drinking during the day. And day drinking as a man was always dangerous. But day drinking as a boy was even more dangerous. You know, so.
Alpha Natty Lights.
So, yeah, he's not wrong. He's not lying. I did break that guitar.
He said you broke up his back.
I'm glad to see he still worked through that trauma and he's completely gotten over it.
It looks like it's post-traumatic at this point. Oh, he said, talk about cruel. He said, my little sister's guitar.
Talk about cruel.
Oh, man. I just thought that was funny. I didn't think you were breaking guitars over folks.
No, I mean, I don't even know what. I mean, maybe I was trying to be funny with something. I don't even know. I remember it happening. I don't remember why it happened. I don't remember anything leading up to it. You know, it was like I said, it was 1998. I mean, we're talking, 25, 35 years ago?
We're talking the release of Blade.
We really are talking. Like, I vividly remember watching Blade for the first time on VHS. Vividly. Blockbuster rental. And loving it. Not even knowing that much about the character. And I was a comic book guy then, no doubt about it. I just knew, oh yeah, Blade kills vampires. And we rented that bitch. And we loved it so much, I saw all the sequels in theaters.
I think I went to go see Blade.
You saw it in theater?
I saw it in theaters, but I made it late. So I never caught the first part when he was being born.
The thing about Blade is that he would be tough and like stoic and be a man of few words, but then every now and then he'd have that when he's in the hospital and they start shooting at him, he's like, you out of your damn mind? Like he just snaps. He's like, oh, you're Wesley Snipes again. Okay, just making sure. And then he goes right back into being Blade, like, here's what we have to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what I think. I really do think that made it almost better. Because it's not just him playing Blade. I mean, it's him.
It's Wesley Snipes.
Right. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I love it.
Yeah.
Mahershala, you got big shoes.
Yeah, Mahershala. No, Mahershala could do it. I know Mahershala can do it.
I know he can do good roles, but I'm still like, let's see it.
Let's see it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what makes it.
Hey, so you could be the director. You're like, yeah, I know, yeah, motherfucker, I know you, Mahershala, but
right,
I got to see it for myself,
right?
Because don't make me call David Washington.
Don't make me call David Washington.
Yeah,
I think David Washington could do it. I mean,
I think David Washington can do it. Too short though. That's the only thing.
Wesley was short.
Was Wesley short? Was Wesley short? I think Wesley was a good 6.
I thought Wesley was like 5'8". Let's look that shit up. Let's Google check that shit. Because I could have sworn they said he was short, and that's why they had to do like weird angles.
So you're saying he had stilts?
Well, I wouldn't say stilts. I think he had lips.
5'9".
Oh, 5'9". Okay, so yeah, 5'9". He's like an inch taller than me.
And you're looking at Mahershala coming in at a whopping 6'2".
See, that's a difference. David Washington. How tall is David Washington?
Hawk of a man.
Hawk of a man. It doesn't say. David Washington. Height. 5'9".
5'9".
Oh, no, just kidding. Oh, just kidding. 5'9". Denzel is 6'1".
Shit, I'm older than David Washington.
You're what?
I'm older than David Washington by 4 days. How about that?
Are you really?
Yeah, he was born on the 28th. I was born on the 24th.
How old is David Washington?
39?
38. 38. Oh, damn.
I could be David Washington.
Yeah. You could be.
Yeah.
You know, Samuel Jackson was 40 when he started his acting career. I'm 40 now. We could start the acting career like today.
Could you be an actor? Like, what kind of actor? What kind of actor? Would you be a B-list actor or you want to be an A-list actor?
I'd be okay with being a B-lister.
So you'll be doing...
Or just a character actor, like that guy you see in everything. But I'm not like... Maybe I'm not on the opening crawl, you know?
So sort of like...
Like a Richard Jenkins.
Sort of like Crossbones was in... Winter
like
Soldier.
I know you, for some reason I knew you were going to go to him. Frank, what is it?
Frank Grillo.
Frank Grillo. I could be a Frank Grillo.
Frank Grillo.
With less muscles. Do a little bit of everything. I show up in some comedies. I show up in some dramas. I don't know if I'm doing much action.
I always thought I could be perfect for any CW role. I always felt like I could be David Ramsey from Arrow.
I think you could do more than that.
You know, I always felt like I could be Errol's sidekick if David Ramsey could do it. I can do it. I love David Ramsey, though.
Yeah. And that's the show, kids. He said it here. And he won't say it again, even though he's hyped on that Keaton return, just like anybody else. It brought a tear to your eye. You can't say it brought a tear to your eye and then just try to say, like, that's it.
That Pattinson, he knows where my nipples are.
He might know where your nipples are. But he still knocks on the door, okay? He's not coming through a skylight.
No, he hasn't. Hey, you know who I am.
I know.
You know you like that, Nick.
What are you, James Bond?
You know you like that, Nick.
Come on, get out of here.
You know you like that, Nick. You know who I am. You know you like that. I don't know why you sleep on that Pattinson like that.
I don't know why either, because I know it was a good movie. Because I watched and I go, it's put together well. It's shot really well. Everyone in it's acting their asses off. It just wasn't.
I'm not saying it's Nolan worthy. I'm just saying for a Batman movie to just come out of left field, it was pretty damn good.
It was different. And it did something new.
And he fit right into that Batman shit, just like and I thought.
I think I'm a little pissed that it had the inner monologuing too.
Right.
Because that's what we've always wanted. I was like, why couldn't I know? Why couldn't they have had our Keaton do that shit? You know what I mean? Maybe we'll get it one day. All those. What?
Mostly. We have a release date for the Batman 2. That's all I know.
October, right?
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Spark has sprung a leak, and I'm tipping from my ceiling. It's okay to eat fish, cause they don't have any feeling. That part's pretty good, I'm not gonna lie, with the motorcycle, and then it comes into the score. Maybe I need to go back through it again.
Yeah, please do. You know, I can't wait to see they give him a bat wing, give him a plane. Can't wait for that.
Because he just got a bike now, well, the car.
Yeah, he just got a bike and a car. So you know he's definitely getting a plane.
But you're not gonna get that. I brought mine.
You're not gonna get that, and you're not gonna get that. You know that bat wing.
Yeah, you're not, man. But you are gonna get it in June, so there you go.
Is he flying the bat wing?
Yes.
See that? I gotta go back through that trailer there. I didn't see him flying the bat wing.
He's flying the damn bat wing in the trailer.
Hmm. He is flying the bat. You sure that's the bat wing and not the Batmobile?
No, the bat wing, because he's got Barry in there, and then Supergirl's flying outside of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right. Okay, I remember now.
Hey, we gotta go. We gotta go opening night.
Oh yeah, I will be the opening night for him.
Okay. No ladies, no lanterns, just dudes holding hands. Because our ladies, I don't know about yours, I know mine doesn't give a flying fuck about the Flash movie.
That's crazy. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
She doesn't. You know what she wants to see?
She grew up with Batman. She knows who he is.
No, she doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't understand it. She doesn't understand the hype. But she doesn't care about Batman at all. She doesn't even like Batman. She's like, I just don't get Batman. You know who she likes?
Aquaman.
She does. And she likes the fantasy stuff.
Oh, so she definitely was disappointed about Willow.
No, I didn't give a fuck about Willow. But she liked The Witcher a lot. She's pissed that our boy dropped out of Witcher. She's like, Liam Hemsworth. You know, I know. But she's actually excited to see the new Indiana Jones movie. So go figure. That kind of threw me for a loop. I don't know. She tracked on it like that. She's like, no, I think that looks like fun. It's like, well, okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yes. And I'll see you on the other side. No, but seriously. You don't have any DMs from any scathing reports or anything like that?
No, nothing this St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing this.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. It was. It was. All those conses out there that, you know, probably got that DUI tonight, give us a call. We'll come bail you out. That's what we do here at Comic Con's podcast.
That's what we do.
Bail out those two-time felons.
Right, that's actually what we do. Remember, just like in Jackie Brown, I'm Jackie Brown's boyfriend, and you're my guy. Oh shit!
If you need bond money,
if you need bond money, we are here.
Nice to know that we're two bondsmen.
That's what we do for a living.
We're two bail bondsmen.
That's right.
You know, S&P Bondsman.
S&P Bondsman.
Yeah.
If you need an out, you just give us a shout.
Right. So what, you traffic those kids? We'll get you out of jail.
We'll get you out. We'll put it up ourselves, too. As collateral, we'll take the house.
We'll take it.
Right. We got you covered. All right, Comic-Consies, remember, at the end of the day, whatever we said on this show, whether it made you ponder your own existence, okay, maybe it made you want to run naked through the streets of Gotham City, maybe it made you want to just rub one out to the sound of our voices, just remember, at the end of the day, it's just fiction, except for James Riss getting mauled by a tiger. That is not fiction, that is a reality, a stark reality.
In the way.
Something in the way. just remember.
Demons take one, looking grown and hit the road from parts unknown.
Beware, take care, he rides alone.
And there's no spook like Spookensburg.
They don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest D.